Thousands of Texas Democrats are expected to pack into the Fort Worth Convention Center tomorrow for the Texas Democratic Party Convention. They'll write their party platform and rally the faithful ahead of this fall's midterm elections. But as KEI's Christopher Connolly reports, the Democrats are gathering in the state's one urban county they don't dominate.
Tarrant County is bright red. In 2016, voters overwhelmingly picked Donald Trump for president. In the governor's race 2 years earlier, they chose Greg Abbott over Wendy Davis by a lot. And she was a hometown state senator. Voters in the county elect about 100 politicians in local partisan races, and only about 10% of them are Democrats.
So let me just talk a little about that for a minute.
Deborah Peoples chairs the Tarrant County Democratic Party. She says one big reason Democrats here have won so few seats on the commissioner's court, in the state house, or in Congress is that Republicans drew district lines that make it tough for Democrats to win.
I mean, these are all single-member districts, and they are gerrymandered to the moon and back.
Peoples says this year, Democrats are upping their game. They started working earlier, doing more outreach, and coordinating with candidates and other progressive groups. And the party recruited Democrats to run for more offices. She thinks they'll pair nicely with the energetic campaigners at the top of the ballot, like Senate hopeful Beto O'Rourke.
The biggest thing that I continue to hear, or we hear in this office, is I go to the ballot and there are no Democrats to vote for.
Still, nobody thinks Democrats will take over the county anytime soon.
It is hard to summarize in a nice, neat, small paragraph the kinds of challenges that the Democrats face in Tarrant County.
Rebecca Dean chairs the political science department at UT Arlington. She says there are a lot of reasons Tarrant County has stayed red when almost every other major urban county in the country has turned blue.
Because it is demographics, it is geography, it is urban density, it is history.
Dean says Fort Worth has long been a moderate business-focused city. Tarrant County has a large defense industry, and there are a lot of very active, very effective Tea Party groups. In terms of density, there's a lot of suburbs in the county, but even chunks of Fort Worth are built and vote like the suburbs. Now, the demographics in Tarrant County are changing, and they're changing in ways that typically favor Democrats.
Yes, absolutely, that is true. But just because they are there does not mean they are going to be voters who will come out and vote for you. And so you've got to have that partisan infrastructure to help get them out to the polls and actually cast the ballots.
Local Democrats say they know it'll take a long-term strategy to turn Tarrant blue, but this year they're feeling optimistic. Mark Vesey is the county's lone Democratic member of Congress.
In the past, the biggest problem that Texas Democrats have had in midterm elections is just not a lot of enthusiasm going into midterms. Now it's completely opposite. If you look at the polling that's out there, it's consistently been that Republicans absolutely have no enthusiasm and that Democrats have all the enthusiasm and that our people are going to turn out.
VC says Democrats will be out in force leading up to the election, and he thinks their big tent message is a good contrast to a Republican Party that's become increasingly ideological.
People that I went to high school with, people that I've grown up with that are longtime Republicans are just saying they don't even know what they are anymore.
Hopefully, he says, a good message and strong candidates will help move the needle. If nothing else, it'll give Democrats something to rally around at their convention. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.